Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues, where this program is where we discuss blues and blues music, and we play some blues, and our program is all blues and nothing but the blues. Have a good program in store for you today. We're going to talk about not so much the music of the blues, but the instruments that are played in the blues. And number one instrument, really, in my opinion, is the guitar. But of course, by me saying that, I'm sure I just angered a bunch of keyboard players, harp players, and, whatever. But for that very reason, we have a guest in the studio today. He is a professional, accomplished musician with over 40 years under his belt. An old bandmate of mine, Mr. Ralph Hunter. How you doing, Ralph?
Hey, Johnny. Good to see you again, my friend.
Hey, thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about these guitars today. And, of course, me and you think a lot alike in one aspect of the blues. But one part where we don't really agree on a lot is Fender Electric or Gibson Electric.
Yeah, we do have some, we have parted some ways there.
That's right. You know, and of course, by saying that, now we've angered a bunch of Gretsch players and a bunch of, Rickenbacker players. But 9 times out of 10, if you look on TV and you see someone playing electric guitar, it's a Fender or Gibson. Do you agree?
I think you're absolutely right.
That's right. And you like the Fender. I like the Gibson. People aren't really into these instruments. It's the big two. You think about it. It's Fender Gibson, Ford Chevy, Coke Pepsi, the Carolina Clemson.
Exactly.
You know, you see, although I do own a Fender, I'm a Gibson guy, and you're a Fender guy. You own a Gibson or owned a Gibson?
Yeah, I got rid of the Gibson, but I'm still happy with the Fender.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So tell me, Ralph, what is it about the Fender guitar that you like? What, you know, feels good in your hands or in the sound or what?
Well, you know, I do like the fact that it has a little longer scale length. If for people not familiar with that, it means your strings are a little longer than the Gibson. It's only 3/4 inch, but it makes a difference. And what it is, it's a harder, tighter, harder the bend, and it fights you, you know. It's not so easy to play as the Gibson. It's rough. And when you got these big sausages on the end of your hands like I do, I'm not a big finesse sort of guy. You know, I got to get this thing to wrestle with me a bit. And let's face it, I love that clear, poppy sound.
The Fender pop.
That's it.
You know, people don't realize, you know, when you have a longer scale, your strings have to be tighter.
That's exactly
so
right.
Even though they're tuned same, Gibson's strings are a little bit looser. And you always said you want some resistance.
I do. I want them to fight me.
I'm the opposite. I like it easier. I'll tell you what, Ralph, we're going to jump right into it here. And if you're thinking about a hot rod, Fender, blues sound, who else besides Steve Ray Vaughan?
Hey, let's get it.
All right, let's do it. Here's Steve Ray Vaughan and Ride and Joy.
Boy. with her when she land that time. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. I'm a little lover boy. Had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, you know the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have that day at school.
Mary Had a Little Lamb, Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's pretty hot right there.
Yeah.
What do you think about Stevie Ray there, Ralph?
Oh, man. You know we got to pop that open E, too.
You pop that open E, there you go. What is it about his sound?
He's just so, he's got the pop, but he's got that nice edge on it, too. You know, it's...
And that's pretty much a textbook sound of a Stratocaster and a Fender Twin.
That's it.
Yeah.
And crank everything up.
Yeah,
had to go.
Crank everything to 10. I never saw him live, but I heard he was very, very loud.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like you said, the first thing he did was turn his amp all the way up to 10.
That's right. And you got to turn a twin up pretty good to get it to break down.
Exactly.
They don't like to break down. Not like, you know, a 50 watt, you know, Marshall, 50 amp Marshall, 50 watt Marshall. Excuse me. But I love Steve Ray Vaughan. You know, me and you got into him. That kind of got me and you on Fender guitars. Remember me and you and bought them Fender Bullet guitars? Remember those?
Oh, yeah. Early 80s.
Early 80s, yeah. We didn't have an amplifier.
It's just sharing the same, singing in the same. times.
I remember you had this amplifier. You had this big cabinet, a big PV cabinet. I think it had, like, 8 10-inch speakers in
exactly,
it or something.
Exactly, yeah.
And you had this head on top.
Yep.
And we found a way. We went to Radio Shack. For young people out there, there was a store called Radio Shack. And we bought all these adapters. And we got two guitars, a bass, I think three microphones, all plugged into this one PA head. And it sounded like a train crash. But we were all so excited when the neighbors started beating on the garage door because we were too loud.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll it was.
Our first noise complaint. I like that. You know, but Stevie Ray Vaughan, it's a shame, you know, he's gone. But I just loved his playing, his aggressive style. And you had a, well, you probably still have your SRV signature Stratocaster, don't you?
I sure do. And let me tell you, I'm embarrassed, actually, to play it out, so I don't take it out anymore.
Oh, come on, man.
You can't show up at a gig with SRV on your guitar and play like I do.
Yeah, that's like showing up with a SG and not playing no AC/DC.
Yeah, you know it.
Well, Ralph, you know I'm the Gibson guy, and the Gibson is just the exact opposite. You know, somebody told me Fender sound is a ice pick and a Gibson sound with a butter knife.
That's it.
All right, you know, but Albert King, he got some ice pick in his sound too. Not Albert King, Freddie King. Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball. And I turned you on to this song here a while back, and you said you were going to try it, and your band's trying it. And it's a good song to play. Let's get right into it, Mr. Freddie King with I'm Going Down.
I'm going down, 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 down.
That was Mr. Freddie King, Hideaway, an instrumental. If you're a blues guitarist and you need to learn an instrumental, that's pretty much what everybody does. You know, if you're a country guy, you got to do working man blues. If you're a Johnny, rock and roll guy, you got to do Johnny Be Good. And if you're a blues guy, you got to do Hideaway.
Absolutely.
You just got to pick that. And like I said, he's the Texas Cannonball, Mr. Freddie King. And, you know, even though he had a lot of trouble in there, you still get that humbucking sound of the Gibson guitar.
Yeah, you know, the problem I didn't normally like with the humbuckers is they kind of muddy, but his sound, that sharp just cuts right through that, man.
Well, you can get the treble out of him if you drive.
Yeah, I see that.
But, you know, back in the 60s, you know, everybody was wanting that really trebly sound. You know, I was doing some research on this. I had some Gary Moore. That's a pretty heavy Gibson sound right now, but it seems like it's hard to find any of these new guys with a song under 6 or 7 minutes long. That's the big problem we have. But we have more music to come. We're just getting started in the show. We have Ralph Hunter in the studio with us, and we're going to take us a short break. Stay tuned for some more Red, White, and Blues. This is WVFF Radio, 97.7, Veterans for Freedom.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.